The Truth Mafia Podcast, the number one censored platform on the internet. This is called fair use and is allowed for purposes of criticism, news reporting, teaching, and parody, which doesn't infringe of copyright under 17 USC 107. How you guys doing today? Make sure you hit that like button. It helps our video get out to the people. We appreciate y'all. Like, leave comments down below, and share the video. I'll premiere this video on Rumble after because it wouldn't let me link it live. So I didn't want to sit there and, you know, mess with it and be late for the live. So did you guys know the current Maui police chief was the same police chief that was in Las Vegas during the Las Vegas shooting? Very interesting, right? Two major events with no answers. Well, I think we know what's really happening over in Hawaii, and it's the theft of sacred land because these people, they didn't want to give up their land. So what did they use? Well, directed energy weapons like they always use. And push them people up out of there. It's actually sad and sickening. The true virus going around is these elites, guys. They're the ones that are the real problem. You know what I'm saying? And yesterday when we were touching on Tiffany, okay, I'm going to break this down after the video. I got a video on direct energy weapons. I want to show you a few things. And then I want to touch on Tiffany Gomez because, first of all, she started a website. And her website, I got Paranoid American looking into the code on her website right now, which has a lot of ties to government. She started a website. She started a YouTube channel now. If it's even the same girl, right? We don't know. We don't know if it's the same lady or not. It definitely don't look like her to me. But anyways, if you count from her event, which fire is 38. She's 38 years old. If you count from her event until August 8th when the fire started, you get 38 days, right? Including the end date. And if you exclude the end date and count from the day it went viral, the number one story in the world on August 9th, you still get the same number. 38 days, 1 month and 7 days, which kill is 17. We know internationally, 99% of the world writes it 9-8, right? And that motherfucker is not real, is 98. The Brotherhood of Death, 98. It's a massive ritual. If we would have had her name at the time, we could have decoded this whole thing and knew that fires were coming. But now I see, you know, why they didn't want us to have her name. And guys, all the links are down in the description. If you want to get your numerology astrology reading done, links are down below. I did this ladies yesterday. She was a Native American woman, very nice lady, and it was interesting what I seen with her. She felt very strongly against the jabs, and she had matching 36 with the anti-vaxxer, a messenger of God, children of Israel, and the Native American people are of the tribe of Gad. That's who they are, the lost tribes of Israel. You know, but her birth card was the magician, the warlock card, which equals 36, matching her name. And then the reflection, the mirror number of 36 is 63, which she's an eight of spades, right? So she's an eight of spades. That's the reflection of her birth name, 36 and 63. They're mirror reflections of each other. And that matches children of Israel and messenger of God. I did one the day before for Christina Shannon, and hers was actually really interesting too. So if you want to find out what numbers vibrate with your frequency, and it's good to know this because then you know what to pay attention to in the simulation, right? You know what numbers are jumping out at you, and it's the creator trying to get to you. Whatever you believe in God, me personally, I believe God is pure energy. I don't believe he's a man floating on a cloud. I believe it's source consciousness. It created everything. It's a loving, positive vibration, a life-giving energy. And then this devil character is the opposite of that. It's a negative energy. So let's get into this video. Let me play this for y'all.
Survivors of the Maui fire say that they received no warning and that the flames appeared so quickly that escape was difficult. Everything was suddenly in flames, and many found refuge in the ocean for hours while their homes burned to the ground and into the same powdery ash footprint we've seen in recent years. So far, it is estimated that nearly 1,000 people have died. Locals are worried this includes hundreds of children who were home due to school being canceled that day. Several people are reporting that the government is not only doing little to help, but they are blocking local efforts to do so and are not allowing local donations through, and that they are blocking life-saving medicine because it isn't federally approved.
Denying people access to bring in supplies, just supplies for people to live.
The government withholding every single one of our donations because we are not a part of FEMA and Red Cross. So none of this is eligible for giving out. Tell me why. I have no freaking clue.
The people of Maui are on their own for now. And aside from the federal government's bureaucratic failure, they have good reason to be suspicious. Just like what we saw 5 years ago in Paradise, California, there was nothing normal about these fires. Within a day of burning, it was like a bomb went off.
When you see the full extent of the destruction of Lahaina, it will shock you. It does appear like a bomb and fire went off, if I may. And all of those buildings virtually are going to have to be rebuilt. It will be a new Lahaina.
Local residents have been reporting bright flashes of light. One was captured by a home security camera that appears to have been the start of the Olinda fire. Many people are saying that it was directed energy weapons. We know that most major governments already have them. And during the California fires, online weather maps recorded what looks like a laser from above, striking an area just before it bursts into flames. In his research, Dennis Mills discovered that the incendiary aluminum and barium nanodust from chemtrails is most likely fueling the ferocity of today's so-called super wildfires. And on the day before the Maui fires broke out, locals were reporting a heavy overcast from chemtrailing that they'd never seen before. It's also interesting to note that the Maui police chief was the incident commander for the Las Vegas mass shooting in 2017. Lahaina is considered to be a historic and sacred land. It was the capital of the Kingdom of Hawaii before it was taken by the United States. It's been occupied by Native Hawaiians ever since, who are defiantly opposed to the mainland outsiders who have been buying up land with no respect for local culture. Not just BlackRock and Vanguard, but billionaires like Mark Zuckerberg, who owns more land on Kauai than what the government of Kauai owns, and Oprah Winfrey, who has bought over 1,000 acres of land in Hawaii, including a new 870 acres in Maui she just bought this spring. In 2018, the Paradise wildfires broke out exactly where the United Nations have plans to somehow make off-limits to humans. And that same year, a report on wildfire prevention was published that was focused on the exact same areas in Maui where the fires just broke out.
All the historic downtown, all of it is demolished and all the houses gone. But those commercial big box stores are still there.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green has been putting the World Economic Forum's Great Reset agenda ahead of Hawaiian interests. Just weeks before the fire, he unveiled an emergency proclamation on housing that eliminates the traditional land use commission, allowing the government more leeway to build as they see fit, such as building 15-minute smart cities run by artificial intelligence, just like they've been planning to do in Hawaii for years.
At some point, I will make a major donation after all of the smoke and ashes have settled here and we figure out what the rebuilding is going to look like. This is going to be a long and difficult process. You're going to see a lot of Phoenix stories rising from the ashes here.
Man, she mentioned the Phoenix. So, you know, I question, is that what's really causing stuff to happen? Well, we know it's direct energy weapons, but if you look into the Phoenix phenomenon, it talks about pole shift. And I know for my flat earth people, you're like, how the hell is there a pole shift if we live in enclosed organic simulation? Well, it's just to think of it as energy, right? Your one pole is your positive charge of energy. Your other pole is your negative charge of energy. And them two positive and negative charges are switching right now. Now, we also have reports in South America of aliens snatching people up. Did y'all hear of that? Yeah, the link's in the description. I can't show it to you, Peru. I can't show it to you because my buddy that did the video, he put Mr. HH on the cover. Everybody knows who that is, right? He was the boss of the German army in World War II. You're not even allowed to say his name or they'll take your video down. So I don't know how he got away with putting that on the cover, but... Anytime I mention it, I get in trouble. But we're seeing the biggest land grab ever, and it has to do with the twin eclipses. You know, right after the 2017 one, where we had the same guy, 41 days after that event, what happened? Bam, Las Vegas shooting. What equals 41? Aliens. Aliens. That's what it does. Just like with Tiffany Gomez, she seen something on the plane, right, guys? Tiffany Gomez equals 46 mashing Aleister Crowley. And Aleister Crowley really was messing with a demon. That's what they're working with. That's what's snatching people up. They're opening the gates of hell using CERN. I've been telling you all this for years now. And that now you see the shit happening right in front of your eyes. The landscape is turning to hell. Right in front of us. Exit the Matrix 46. Because if you don't, okay, I'm just gonna tell you how it's gonna go, guys. They're playing a script directly out of scripture. They're going to start rounding people up, the FEMA camps, where they will tell you this part of the Noahide laws. You got to denounce Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach. And if you do not denounce him, you'll get your head chopped off. That I swear to God, that's how it's going down. You guys know me. I'm not a Bible thumper, but I do have a relationship with the Creator. And Yahshua HaMashiach, I believe, was a prophet to bring the message to the people. I don't think he ever wanted to be worshipped. You can find no writings where he talks about being worshipped until the New Testament, when they set up the Council of Nicaea and rewrote the Bible. And that's where the big switch happened, right? But fires on Hawaii... Match 46 with Tiffany Gomez, Aleister Crowley, Exit the Matrix. And if we would have just paid attention to her, we would have seen the whole event. We could have predicted it, man. It pisses me off really bad that I didn't catch that at the time. But we couldn't. We couldn't catch it. We didn't have her name. And stay tuned, and we will go show you her website and her YouTube. I'm surprised her YouTube hasn't blown up yet. I found it this morning when someone in my comments on Truth Mafia's Facebook page, he must be good with writing code or something, but he left a video in there and they scrambled his video. So I couldn't see what he's saying. I couldn't see what he was showing me, but he was trying to show the code on her site. And we'll go to that video in just a second, but I got a few things I want to share with you guys. First, this has nothing to do with the fires, but I guess it does, kind of.
Mafia.com. The elites have a hidden language of symbols and numbers. Now, let's take the two words Delta and Omicron. It is an anagram for media control. And that's exactly what they did. They controlled the narrative through their media conglomerates.
So see, the elites hide everything through coding like gematria, which comes from Jewish Kabbalah mysticism. They use symbols. And that's why Confucius said, symbols rule the world, not the laws of man. So we have to decipher these hidden, you know, these hidden symbols and these hidden messages that they hide in everything. Like, who would have thought that them two words, right, would have been an anagram, a hidden message for media control? But if you know anything about the occult, they have to tell you what they're doing. They have to. It's part of universal law. It strengthens their spell that they're casting. So they always tell you in a very deceptive way. Please smash that like button, my brothers and sisters. We appreciate you. Helps it get the video out to the people. Like, share, leave a comment. Really appreciate all that. Now let's check out the next video. Okay. This one, I'm going to leave the audio off on. I'll break it down. Because it has a song on it. I'm going to share this one to my Facebook and Instagram. Now, this is a perfect example here of directed energy weapons. Okay, I want to show you guys a perfect example. And what's the first thing you notice? Let me see the comments. What's the first thing you guys notice? I want to see if anybody picks up on it. What are you noticing, guys? What looks out of place? What looks strange to you? Let me see if any of y'all get it. There we go. We got one. Trees. Thank you, Brian. Trees. Brian is right. Yes, there's trees everywhere because it'll burn anything, electronic, metal. It'll melt cars, but you will always see the damn trees. That's the first sign, right? And again, the link down in the description has the full video of alleged aliens snatching people up down in Peru. You guys got to watch it. Let me see if I save the media file for it so we could at least listen to a couple parts of it. Hold on one second, guys. I might have the media, the audio file. I do have the audio file. Okay. That's good. We can play that. But first, before I play that, I really want to show you guys something real quick because I'll forget. Let me remove this. Does everybody understand now how it worked with Tiffany Gomez? Because yesterday, I didn't really explain that good yesterday when I was trying to break down the dates because I watched it back and I'm like, oh man, I could explain that way better. So I went back, fixed part of my blog, made sure because sometimes, you know, guys, I think everybody just knows like how it works in gematria. And I didn't explain it the best way I could have, meaning with them two dates, right? We know the fire started on 8/8, the Lionsgate portal, but it didn't become a trending story until 8/9. That's part of the energy harvest. So what I mean by that, see here. Okay. From fire is 38. So from the day Tiffany flipped out on the plane until the fire broke out was exactly 38 days or 1 month and 7 days, which what is that 17? Well, let me show you. Use the calculator over here on truthmafia.com. We have the best calculator in the game. We always, anytime you open it up, it's going to have a little positive thing for you. You're amazing because you are. Now, kill. Kill. 17. It's a big number, big kill code. If you want to see what all matched with it, you would hit match right there. Then you could see all the ciphers. You got over 224. The other gematria calculator charges you $15 a month just to hit match. We don't believe in charging you. This technology is free. We build it ourselves. My boy, Paranoid American, he built the technology and powered by occult decode. He built this, guys. He's getting ready to give me this too. So he'll keep it over here, but we'll also have it on truthmafia.com. So when we're tracing from dates, he has the best date calendar in the game. I love this. It's amazing. And even if you hit on these little secret moons, it'll tell you certain hidden things if you're looking into something. And it's powered by Paranoid American. You know, he does the comics. He's got the Chemtrail comics for kids. He's got a bunch of cool stuff over here. It's occultic, but it's making fun of it. You know what I'm saying? And like the Micadrenochrome, or I like this one, Paranoid American, that looks like the Unsolved Mysteries. I need to get one of them once. But yeah, he's got a lot of cool stuff. Our brother Juan, you guys know Juan, part of the Truth Mafia. He has his comic out now, The Chosen Juan. We're putting out a Truth Mafia comic. We're also doing cards, trading cards. Me, Jay Dreams, Donut, Juan, Paranoid American will be putting it all together, the whole Truth Mafia team. So you could collect, who's your favorite Truth Mafia member? You could collect the Tommy Truthful card or the Donut card. I'm going to turn Donut. I'm going to have Donut with a head of a dolphin. That's going to be the Donut card with a damn head of a dolphin. You know what I'm saying? Me smoking a nice blunt. And yeah, we'll make them funny so people can enjoy. Whoa, what the hell is going on? I don't know where that's coming from. Oh, someone's trying to call me on Teamwork. Sorry, guys. Okay, so here's Tiffany's site. Don't they understand I'm on a podcast? I even put that on my thing that I'm on a podcast right now. Here's her site. I was trying to look into the code. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no clue. I don't know what the hell I'm doing over here. So I was just like looking through it to see. But the only video she has up right now is this one. And it's Tiffany Gomez. And she spells Gomez very strange. Gomez.com. And here's her YouTube channel. Bam. Tiffany Gomez, right? She's got one video up right now. That does not look like the real girl to me. Only 2,000 subs, guys. Now, after I did this video, watch. Within a couple hours, her subs are going to go through the roof. So she should actually thank me. But, yeah, she's at least learning, because all them people, all them news places that shared her video, and she got no credit for it. So somebody probably reached out to her and like, hey, you should probably start your own YouTube and embed these videos from your shit so you can get paid for it. But, you know, because that there's no way this is the original video. Ain't no way. I think it was her TikTok video that actually ended up going viral. But now she has a YouTube. She has a website. So I can just see what's coming. I can see the marketing coming right at us, guys. And that's cool. Hey, listen, whatever. However she wants to make her little money. But I don't believe that's the real girl. I think it's all government. And they're about to pull a hustle on us. Watch how many people are going to believe whatever this girl tells them. Now we got aliens snatching people up in Peru. Look at this person. Fake photo. That shit is fake as hell. Look at that. That's so fake. That's the problem with you guys. You do these fake photos and want someone to take you serious. Okay? So let me find the one I was on in the comments. Okay, where was that guy? He was in the comments of that. Forget what comments he was in. Was it this one? Hold on. Maybe it was these comments. No. I don't know where he is now. I forget. He was in the comments. I should have marked it. But he had a video down in the comments. And it was showing. Is that it? Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, yeah. There it is. Mike Cole.
You know, she was like, oh, that guy is not real. Remember that? She's got a website now. So I ran a trace.
You guys probably can't hear what he's saying. He's like, she's got a website now. So I ran a trace
route to TiffanyGomez.com. And there's a lot of weird shit going on with this IP addressing.
He said, I ran a trace route to TiffanyGomez.com. There's a lot of weird shit going on with this IP address.
It runs through Washington, D.C. 12, level 3.net.
Runs through Washington, D.C. level 12. That's the whole government connection. Now, like I said, I got paranoid American on it, right? So, hold on 1 second, guys. Coming. Finishing podcast. Be there in 5 minutes. All right. Hold on, guys. Sorry, family. My apologies, guys. I'm trying to, you know, run a business, do all this stuff at once. It's kind of hard, but I apologize for that. And we were pretty much done anyways. I just wanted to do one sweet to the point, show you guys what I was talking about. Go on that post and watch that dude's video. And anybody out there that knows code really good and understands it, please let me know what's going on with that damn website and the IP address. Paranoid American should have me the info by the end of the day. So if you find it out before then, we'll make sure we do an extra podcast tonight to go over it, guys. But I love y'all. Thank you so much. All links are in the description. Make sure you guys come and get your decodes. And Melody, I seen your message, sweetie. Just call me 234-425-2099. If anyone blows me up, you will be blocked. I don't have time for stuff like that. But yeah, hit me up, Melody, and we'll get you put back in the schedule. So thank you, sweetheart. And thank everybody for hitting that like button. Please like, share the video. TruthMafia.com. I'm out.